Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Phonics for Adults, Adult Phonics Reading Program by Christopher Hintzela is positioned as a practical skills guide for grown learners who want to strengthen reading fundamentals through phonics. Adult phonics books generally focus on rebuilding the connection between letters and sounds, improving decoding, and increasing confidence when reading everyday materials such as workplace documents, instructions, forms, and digital text. Because reliable public information and detailed third-party summaries about this specific title are limited, it is safest to describe it within the well-established category it belongs to adult literacy-oriented phonics instruction. In that context, the purpose of a book like this is typically to offer a structured pathway from basic sound-letter relationships to more complex patterns, giving learners repeatable practice that can translate into fluency. Such programs are often designed to be used independently, with a tutor, or in adult education settings. And they emphasize clarity, step-by-step progression, and immediate application to real-world reading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adult-appropriate phonics foundations and respectful pacing. A core requirement for any adult phonics reading program is that it treats the learner as an adult while still addressing foundational gaps. Adult learners often arrive with uneven skills. They may recognize many words by sight yet struggle to decode unfamiliar words. Or they may read slowly because they rely on guessing rather than sound-based strategies. An adult-focused program generally starts by reinforcing the most essential letter-sound relationships and then moves in small, manageable steps so learners can experience quick wins without feeling talked down to. This kind of pacing matters because adults frequently balance learning with work, family responsibilities, and time pressure. A useful structure for adults also makes the goal visible, improving functional reading for real situations, not completing childlike activities. In practice, adult phonics instruction tends to favor clear explanations, concise practice sets, and routines that can be repeated daily. It also benefits from a tone that normalizes skill rebuilding and frames phonics as a tool, not a judgment. When a program is adult appropriate, it supports persistence, which is often the deciding factor in long-term progress. Secondly, systematic decoding skills for unfamiliar words. The central promise of phonics is decoding the ability to read words you have never seen before by using consistent sound spelling patterns. Adult readers who have struggled for years may avoid unfamiliar vocabulary, skim, or substitute words to get through text. A structured adult phonics program typically targets this by teaching learners to sound out in a reliable sequence, identify graphemes, blend sounds, and adjust pronunciation when a pattern changes. Over time, decoding instruction usually expands from simple consonant and short vowel patterns to common digraphs and vowel themes, and then to more complex spellings that appear frequently in everyday reading. The value of systematic instruction is that it reduces guesswork. Instead of needing to memorize every word, learners gain a method that generalizes across many words. For adults, this is especially important in workplace and digital settings where new terminology appears constantly. Strong decoding also supports spelling and writing because the learner understands how sounds map to letters. A well-designed program will encourage accuracy first and then build speed through repetition, because fluency grows most sustainably when the reader is not constantly correcting errors. Thirdly, blending, segmenting, and pronunciation practice as daily routines. Adult phonics programs commonly rely on a small set of high-impact routines that can be practiced daily. Two of the most important are blending and segmenting. Blending builds reading taking individual sounds and combining them into a spoken word. Segmenting supports spelling breaking a spoken word into its component sounds so it can be written. Many adult learners benefit from explicit attention to these skills because they may have missed them in early schooling or developed coping strategies that bypass sound analysis. Pronunciation practice is also relevant, particularly for adults who want clearer oral reading or who are learning English and need support with unfamiliar sound contrasts. Even for native speakers, focusing on sounds can improve confidence and reduce the mental load of reading. A practical adult program typically keeps exercises short, predictable, and cumulative, so learners can measure improvement. Repetition is not busy work in this setting. It is the mechanism that strengthens automatic recognition of patterns. When routines are consistent, learners can practice independently between sessions with a tutor or class. That independence is a key adult learning advantage because progress often depends on steady, brief practice rather than occasional long study blocks. Fourthly, building fluency and comprehension through controlled progression. Phonics alone is not the end goal. Adult learners usually want to read more smoothly and understand what they read with less fatigue. A common approach in adult phonics programs is controlled progression, introducing patterns in a sequence and providing reading material that matches what has been taught. This reduces frustration and allows the reader to focus on applying new decoding skills instead of confronting many unknown spellings at once. As accuracy improves, the program can increase the complexity and variety of text. Fluency development typically includes repeated reading, short passages, and practice that encourages smoother phrasing rather than word-by-word decoding. Comprehension is supported when decoding becomes less effortful, freeing attention for meaning. Adult learners also benefit from strategies such as pausing to summarize, identifying key information, and rereading difficult sentences. While these are general reading skills, they become much more accessible once decoding is reliable. In practical terms, a learner who can decode efficiently is better equipped to handle forms, workplace policies, manuals, and online information. A structured program aims to create that bridge from sound-level practice to functional reading, which is the outcome most adults care about. Lastly, self-study usability and fit for tutoring or adult education settings. Adult phonics resources often need to work in multiple contexts: independent self-study, one-on-one tutoring, or small group instruction in adult education. Usability depends on clear organization, predictable lesson structure, and practice that does not require specialized materials. Adults frequently prefer resources that make it easy to set goals, track progress, and revisit earlier concepts when needed. In a tutoring or classroom setting, instructors typically look for materials that allow quick placement and flexible pacing, since adult groups may include learners at different levels. A practical program can support this by offering discrete skill units that can be combined or repeated. For self-study, the key is clarity directions that can be followed without a teacher and exercises that provide enough repetition to build automaticity. Adult learners also benefit from content that aligns with real reading tasks, even when exercises are simple. While specific features of this title cannot be verified from the available data, evaluating it within the adult phonics category means looking for whether it supports consistent practice, gradual skill building, and a respectful tone. Those qualities determine whether the book is likely to be usable and motivating over time. In conclusion, Phonics for Adults, Adult Phonics. Reading program is best suited to adults who want to strengthen core reading skills and who recognize that decoding and sound spelling knowledge may be holding them back. It may also be relevant for adult education tutors and literacy volunteers who want a structured phonics-oriented resource, as well as for adult English learners who prefer explicit, step-by-step instruction. The practical benefits of an adult phonics approach are straightforward, fewer guesses when reading, better ability to tackle unfamiliar words, improved spelling support through sound awareness, and increased confidence with everyday texts such as workplace materials and online information. The intellectual benefit is the sense of control it restores, since the learner gains a method rather than depending on memorization. Within its category, a book like this stands out when it respects adult learners, keeps lessons manageable, and emphasizes consistent routines that build automaticity. Because detailed public information about this specific title is limited, it should be viewed as part of the broader adult phonics landscape rather than as a uniquely documented system. Readers comparing options can look for clarity of explanations, logical progression, and enough practice to convert knowledge into fluent, usable reading. If you would like to support Christopher Hinsala, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.